Welcome to the Archer Institute blog in audio. Today we're looking at one of the most common questions from people thinking about getting into real estate, online study or in person. Which is the right call?
And the honest answer is, it depends, but not in the way most people think.
The article is called Online versus In-Person Real Estate Courses, Which Suits You? And it starts by reframing the whole thing. Most people ask which format is better. The article says that's the wrong question.
So what should you actually be asking?
Which format gets you to the finish line? Because a qualification you start and never complete is worth nothing at all.
Before we get into who suits what, can we clear up the certificate question first? Because I think a lot of people genuinely worry that an online qualification looks less impressive to an employer.
It's a fair concern, and the article settles it right up front. The qualification you earn is exactly the same, whether you studied online or in a classroom. Same units of competency, same nationally recognised certificate, same recognition from your state authority when you apply for your registration or licence.
So no employer is going to look at an online cert and think it's second tier?
No employer ranks an online qualification below a classroom one. No state authority does either. The article is pretty direct on that. So you can choose your format purely on what suits how you live and learn, with no worry that one is worth less than the other.
That should take a lot of pressure off the decision. Okay, so who does online self-paced actually suit?
People with a life already in motion. The article puts it exactly that way. If you've got a full-time job, kids, a mortgage, or all three, you can't put everything on hold for months to sit in a classroom.
Which honestly sounds like most people getting into real estate.
Most people, yeah. Online lets you study in the evenings, on weekends, in the gaps. You set the timetable, so study fits around shifts and family rather than the other way around. No commute, no fixed location, and you can start straight away without waiting for the next classroom intake.
That last bit matters. No waiting for an intake date.
Right, you just go. And you control the pace, so you can push harder when you have the time and ease off when life gets busy.
What about in person? Is there anyone for whom the classroom is genuinely the better fit?
The article is balanced on this. If you learn best when you're surrounded by other people, if a fixed schedule is what forces you to keep moving, or if home is just too full of distractions, then the classroom gives you that structure.
But the trade-off is flexibility.
Exactly. You attend at set times in a set place, and that's hard to manage around a full-time job and a family. So if your week genuinely has room for it and structure keeps you on track, it can be a good fit. But that's not most people's situation.
All right, so here's where the article makes its most useful point, and I think it's the thing most providers won't tell you up front.
Yeah, this is the part that matters more than format. The single biggest reason people don't finish an online course is that they get stuck on a unit and there's no one to ask. The course just quietly becomes a tab they stop opening.
That is such a recognisable thing. You lose momentum and it kind of just sits there.
And that's what separates a good online course from a bad one. A bad online course gives you a chatbot and a ticket queue. That's where people drift away.
So the format isn't really the issue at all.
It's whether you've got proper support. A classroom gives you a person in the room. Archer's online courses come with a real Australian-based human support team, available from enrolment right through to completion. That's the direct answer to the dropout problem.
That's a meaningful difference. So how do you actually make the call between formats?
The article keeps it simple. Pick online self-paced if you're fitting study around work or family and you need flexibility. That suits most people. Pick in-person if you have the time, you thrive on a fixed schedule, and you learn best in a room with others.
And either way, choose a provider with real support.
That's the article's main point, because it's the support, not the format, that determines whether you finish. And the cert at the end is the same either way.
So what's the one thing to do next?
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It goes deeper on both formats and links through to pathways for your state. And if you'd rather talk it through with someone, Archer has a real Australian-based team ready to help. Call them on 1800 069 273. Nationally recognised online and self-paced training with people who actually pick up the phone.
That's what makes the difference.
It really is.